We need you to distract the vampires.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna kill them all.
Muffy and your history.
The comic is called Loaded Bible, Jesus vs. Vampires, and it stars a sword-wielding messiah dressed for divine combat ready to do some serious damage to the undead. Tim Seeley says the idea first came to him when he was a teenager in Wausau, and stayed with him ever since, but his muse finally became paper and ink 11 years later, thanks to a cultural collision of faith, politics, and frustration.
The story is really about what I like to call Christploitation. So in this case, yes, Jesus is this sword-wielding guy because he's a weapon. You know, what if the American people with this sort of galvanized Christian faith were suddenly faced with something that was clearly sort of illustrated the reality of Satan? Something like vampires, this, you know, very old world, very cross-cultural fear. What if something that you perceive to be the incarnation of evil was real? How much more into this could we get? Would everything change? Would everything be theocratic? You know, that was kind of the impetus for it, so... I think, yeah, it definitely has everything rooted in what's going on.
But are comic book fans ready to embrace Jesus as a superhero? Seeley says he thinks so. His evidence? Superman.
You know, a visitor from another world, strange powers, raised by these other parents. I don't think you have to strain too hard to see that those are literally just variations on the Christ theme. So, yeah, I think it's been a long time coming of someone just to be like, yeah, isn't Jesus basically a superhero? I mean, really? Yeah, there's no spandex, but, you know, it's definitely similar.
But others in the comic book industry aren't so sure. Phil Boyle is president of Coliseum of Comics, a chain of comic book stores in Florida. Boyle says some of the best comics in decades are being produced right now, but he says Loaded Bible isn't one of them.
My company took a look at Loaded Bible, and what we have in this case is we have a revered figure among Christians who look at Jesus Christ as somebody who should not be toyed with in a lot of ways, and now he's out fighting vampires.
Coliseum of Comics doesn't have Loaded Bible on its shelves. The family-friendly chain may object to some of the liberties Seeley takes with the Jesus character. Instead of a simple good versus evil story with a predictable winner, the Christ in Seeley's book turns out to be the pawn of a corrupt regime in a post-apocalyptic America. Adding a little awe to the shock, the holy protagonist meets a comic book hot purebred female vampire who delivers the final plot twist. Toying with the image of Jesus, though, is nothing new. That's according to Ronald Troxell, who teaches early Christian literature at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Troxell says Jesus has always been a plastic figure.
He has always been shaped by those who tell the stories about him. And this is no less true for the early storytellers that we're familiar with, namely Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, than it has been for anyone else. They, in fact, use the traditions that they inherited about Jesus and reshape them in ways to create very distinct images of Jesus, distinct from each other's images. But people get upset because it disrupts their image of Jesus more than that it disrupts a historical picture of Jesus.
And Seeley certainly stretches things for Loaded Bible, crucifying subtlety and pulling no punches to make his points.
I mean, my point is, I just wanted to say something, and I wanted to get it off my chest, and I wanted to have a good time with it, and I want people to read it to have a good time, but also, hopefully, take just a little bit of something out of it. But the truth is I could have made this about anything else. I could have made a character that's like Jesus. I could have done all those things, but you know, no one's going to pay attention. You have to really shout loud to get people to pay attention. And, you know, I wouldn't have done it if I thought no one would buy it. You know, if it wouldn't have surprised anyone or if it would have just gone under the radar, I wouldn't have done it. So, I mean, yeah, I admit it.
Standing by the book's shock value, Seeley realizes Loaded Bible will probably never ascend to the otherworldly success enjoyed by books like the Left Behind series. Nonetheless, Seeley says, his comic has its place along with such Christian science fiction.
People want to tell stories set within the context of the faith. Then there should be books that are set in the context of, you know, sort of parody or sort of satire of what the faith believes.
Sales have ordained that there will be a second coming for Loaded Bible. Seeley says his next installment will be less political and focus more on religious aspects. It promises to be just as controversial, but Seeley says blasphemy is not the point. With Jesus manning the hilt, Seeley says his book is meant to challenge readers to think about how to deal with the big issues of the larger world. That might sound familiar to those who've read a certain other book. Dane Melby, Wisconsin Public Radio.